Hello, welcome to the lighter side of the dark side and Dark Mark Show's daycare center. It's Dark Mark. I'm the goth comedian, and welcome to the Thursday Night Freak Show. Of course, with me, my beautiful co-host, Josie. Josie, you want to say hello to the dark minions out there?
Hello, dark minions.
And we have some real special guests tonight. Sometimes you book something in advance, it doesn't quite work out, and sometimes it works out better, and I think that's what's happened tonight. Right here, the beautiful, sorry, Houdini, the beautiful, she is an actress, a writer, a columnist, a new mother, Dara DeJour.
Hi, thanks for having me.
With the cutest baby in the whole wide world.
Oh, thank you, Josie.
Well, Houdini's son is no slouch either. He's pretty cute himself. This is a chip off the old block. We've got Houdini 1692. Excuse me, my dyslexia is kicking in. Houdini 1692. He works. He's an oddball circus performer, sideshow performer. He does amazing, crazy stuff, and he's going to do a couple things tonight.
Oh yeah,
dangerous, painful, all sorts of crazy stuff.
I'm going to torture him.
Kind of like Josie Cat did last night. But before we start, I did want to say that we are being sponsored by Audible.com. Now, you worked on the movie. It's a zombie bounty hunter MD with Brad Warner, our friend who's been on the show.
Oh, he has. Oh,
yes,
cool.
He was. He was on. We put him on with Helly Hellfire, the DJ, and it was heaven and hell, sort of.
Oh, I like that. It was
a fun time. He's great. His book Hardcore Zen, and we're going to also have a couple other guests too, including Purush, who directed the movie Hardcore Zen.
Yes.
It is on Audible.com, and it's highly recommended. I loaned it to Josie. She didn't read it, but I loaned it to her. She's going to read it one of these days.
I looked at the pictures.
Did you like the pictures?
Well, Josie, the picture of Hardcore Zen and the picture of your first album are exactly the same. They're a picture of a toilet.
Interesting.
There's good artwork on Brad's books, for sure. I told him, you got to stay with the artwork because people want the good cover, you know? They judge a book by its cover.
But if you're curious about this book, Hardcore Zen, it's on Audible.com. One of our other former guests, Sasha Gray,
yes,
has a book, the Juliet Society.
Juliet Society. I actually interviewed her.
That makes two of us.
Sasha.
She's terrific. She's very nice.
Yep.
And her book, Juliet Society, it's on audible.com. If you're into zombies, you might be a zombie. Another bad news from crack.com is on. All these books can be yours free. All you got to do is go to darkmarkshow.com. You see my smiling face. There's a little Audible button right there. Click on it. Boom. You sign up with your amazon.com account. You get a free book and a free 30-day trial at audible.com. I'm driving to Vegas. I'm doing a few shows in Vegas at the end of the month. I'm going to load up on audiobooks. Yeah. If you want to stay with the membership, you can. If you cancel, you still keep the book.
That's really cool.
So audible.com, definitely get yourself an audiobook. Come on, it's good for you.
Yeah.
Who reads?
Well, you don't have to read. You just listen to it in your car. So
who listens?
Exactly.
Maybe I'll learn.
Hopefully people that will be using our sponsors. I have a show coming up. It's my comedy. My second comedy album's coming out. I Laughed So Hard I Cried, and we're doing it at the California Institute of Admiral Arts. That's why Houdini's here, because Houdini wanted to be on the show because his good friend Dangerous D is on the show, and unfortunately I couldn't have two sideshow acts, and I was so booked up because we got so many guests on the show.
The more the better.
No.
You have a full show.
I have such a full show. You have no idea. I have, and I'm trying to find exactly everybody that I have. Here it is. I have so many people on the show. First off, we got music by The Mod Pods, Society One with Matt Zane. I don't know if you're interviewing him. And Cymbal Six, the old school punk band.
Oh, nice.
That's great. We've got comedy with Joe Adams, the one-armed killer. We got Nikki Wants, who's very funny. Camira White, who's been on the show. Orpheus Black. He set Josie on fire once. He's going to be telling dirty stories. Xavier Osselson has been on the show. He's
going to tell
dirty
stories.
No pun intended. And then we're going to have one-of-a-kind performances by Dangerous D, who's going to be probably doing some things that you'll be doing tonight.
Similar.
Carlos Sarmiento, who's apparently going to be playing with fire. I'm not sure what he's going to be doing. He's going to be here next week, along with Chrome Wheel. And Clonalyn Monroe will be there.
Ooh.
That's October 17th, Friday night, California Institute of Abnormal Arts, 11334 Burbank Boulevard, North Hollywood, California. And if it's $10 for all that entertainment, and you get a free download of my comedy album, so you can't lose. Anyway, we haven't done this in a while. We're just going to keep it brief because we got a lot of show. It's the Josie Cat Hollywood Report.
I'm not ready for that.
Well, tell them about the show last night, being in Hollywood last night.
Oh, boy.
Did you get naughty?
She got banned from another
club again.
No.
You were at King King last night in Hollywood.
We were at King King for a benefit for our friend Josh, who's going in for colon surgery, and we were raising some money for him.
How appropriate, because you kind of go in for colon surgery every night, so to speak.
What? Fuck you, Mark. Means kidney?
Yeah. Oh, her colon is explored on almost a nightly basis.
Hardy har.
Yes.
Waka waka.
So anyway, we have a whole thing that we do with a girl on a leash on a chain, and we were going to bloody her up. And the owner of the club spotted a gallon of blood and said, "You're not using that."
Oh.
And
is it a cleanup issue? Is that what the deal is?
It was.
Was it real or fake?
It was fake.
Oh, he had a problem with that?
Yeah. You know. Well. Hey, it's October, come on.
Yeah.
So anyway, we kind of made a conscious decision to go ahead and go forward with it. And it was the last song. And he was screaming bloody murder at all of us.
How ironic. Like,
yeah. Bloody murder. Yeah. So it was fun. I heard you had a great time with Andy Dick.
Oh, yeah. After the show, I was hanging out with La Loca at LA Tattoo, and I was walking her home. And then Andy Dick, we run to Andy Dick, as happens in Hollywood. I'm like, "Oh, hey, it's Andy Dick." And then he's like,
He's been terrorizing Jessica.
He terrorized us last night because he unzipped his fly and started peeing. He's like, "You two, look at my cock. Look at my cock." I respectfully declined. Apparently.
Did you have a magnifying glass?
You apparently know Andy Dick's cock because.
Familiar with
Monica. Monica said it was not impressive, but then again, you know, she hangs out with me. Anyway, so that's Darren as you were talking. Now, do you have personal experience with Andy Dick's cock?
Is no.
Yeah,
I just have seen so many roasts and they give him so much shit about his cock and about being bi.
Well, yeah, but I was
bi. Is he bi? I thought he was just full on gay.
No, he hits up girls too. Everybody, yeah. Every woman's been groped by Andy Dick. He's got kids. One of his kids is doing stand up.
Perv.
Bi is just a word for perverted.
Yeah, really.
I always assumed that the fact that he pulled out his cock so much meant that he had a big cock, but apparently not.
Not necessarily. I think guys just pull out their cock sometimes, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be
all
big.
The time.
Doesn't even have to be hard.
Lady, do you pull your cock out all the time?
Yeah, sometimes.
I can't believe we're saying this in front of all the children and the other. So
my daughter's too young to know.
Packing a poet's soul on punk rock's irreverent leanings, L.A. native. See, another L.A. native, Dara DeJour, has translated her passion for the written word to an expansive topics from red carpet coverage, and I'm reading from your website, DaraDeJour.com.
Not very well.
Red carpet coverage and dating trends.
Did you have a rough knife, too?
Yeah. I did. But when you see Andy Dick's cock the next day, what are you going to do?
He's traumatized.
No, you've written for Suicide Girls.
Yes.
The website.
Yes.
And how did you hook up with them?
Actually, Brad Warner.
How did you meet Brad Warner, our friend, the punk rocker turned Buddhist monk?
Yeah, so I met Brad because I took a brief foray into public relations, and I was working for a yoga company, and I was helping them cast this sort of yoga web series that they were doing about people that are sort of pioneers in different industries, but they're left of center. They're not what you would expect.
Right.
So, you know,
That's
he's
Brad.
Not what you would expect
That's
from a
Brad.
Zen priest. So we actually dated for about 2 weeks, and then I...
Lucky
Brad. He wants your details.
And then...
Yeah, how big is Brad Warner's cock? That's what I really all want.
That's what I was boiling down to.
I can't say anything.
You can't say no. Is that your husband in the other room? Is that what's going on?
It's, yeah. It's my baby daddy. Yeah.
Your baby daddy. Okay, not your husband.
Not yet.
Which
no.
is weird. I don't mean to digress, but
he
seems to be slightly older than you.
Yes, he is.
And he hasn't put a ring on it yet?
Are you listening? Yes.
I'm just curious.
We always laugh because people always give us shit, like at parties, like, "Are you going to put a ring on it?" And we're like, "What is it? Is it a girl
is it?
Or is it
well,
for,
well,
a
well,
finger?"
Well, first off, we know he's too old to hear that song.
Or
but,
could be a few other things.
Yeah.
He's too old to know that
could
song, but still.
He says he has a surprise, so and if I talk about it, then it pushes the date back. And I've talked about it a couple times.
This is a big one. Now you talked about it in front of the whole world.
Yes. Great. I'll be married by the time I'm 50.
You're welcome. Yes. Of course. Yes. When you're 50, I don't know. He'll be a vampire by that time. I'm not sure. But he's a lucky man. And you got you guys have a beautiful baby. So
thank you.
So you met Brad Warner. You dated for a little bit. And he's a little older than you, too. But
older people, older men, or I have dated. I'm not dating now because we're exclusive. Right. But men, women, I just tend to date
men, women, women.
She's dated all the golden girls. Yeah, an older woman wants to know about you dating older women.
Yeah. You're gorgeous and definitely my type, but I got the old
I wasn't
man
fishing,
out
just curious.
Oh,
you weren't that even a little bit?
A little bit.
You wanted the compliment.
So you watch the golden girls and get turned on and stuff like that, or?
Yeah.
Why? Like
experimenting.
Right. No, but I will say that Blanche, I'm like, I hope I'm like her when I get older, you know?
You got the red hair.
She's like the Kim Cattrall of older.
Yeah,
like,
she is.
In the next bracket.
It's reversed because she was like first off, the Kim Cattrall in Sex and the City and Rue McClanahan in the Golden Girls, same age pretty much, but...
Really?
Well, I would imagine so. They're both in their 50s.
Less Botox.
Right. So anyway, so you're into sexuality. What is the appeal to older... What appeals to you? Because I want to date younger women. Tell me, how do
it's
I?
It's a trick.
Yes, there's a trick to it. But I mean, what is it about older people in general that turns you on?
I think. Well, okay, I'll speak about men. It's less confusing. We'll do one gender at a time.
One species.
It's interesting. Yeah. There's different things. That's
I'm getting really hot. I'm getting
oh, she's getting naked now.
That's a record. 16 minutes we got.
We got to warm them up to it.
Right.
I think for me it's about, I think men get better with age. Mm-hmm. I think they know themselves more and they know women better.
Right.
And they're more sexually giving and generous.
Mm-hmm.
I think like men in their 20s, I hope. Are you in your 30s yet? No, you're still in your 20s. But you look like you're in a good relationship,
you know?
No, I mean that. I really mean that. But like sometimes you get the feeling that people are more, they're just into their own thing, their own pleasure, their own, you know, just everything's out for themselves.
Right.
And I have it with older men. I tend to find that there's a lot of genuine curiosity about who you are as a person, what you've been through, and they're not as freaked out if you've had any kind of past. They're just more open to receiving
because
they have one too. Yeah, exactly. And I think I'm so non-judgmental that he was married before and has a child, you know, has a son, a grown son. And for me, that wasn't like, oh, that's so much baggage. It was like, oh, okay, so you've had a life. Like, tell me about it.
And the grown son must be pissed.
He's totally pissed.
Yeah.
How'd you know
the
that?
The girl's son totally digs you. It's a whole Bill and Ted thing, right?
Not at all. He's pissed because he's not the only child anymore.
How old's the old son?
He's in his 20s.
He's in his 20s? He's jealous of a baby? He's not jealous.
That's not what he's jealous of.
He's not jealous that his father has a beautiful woman that writes about sex.
Probably closer to his age.
Yeah, the baby's the excuse.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Well, Houdini, 1694. You got to tell me how to get
92.
This name. 1692, okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Salem Witch Trials.
Houdini 1692, okay. Okay.
Salem Witch Trials.
Of course, but it's Houdini like the rap group Houdini.
Well, that's
well, you're too young to even know that there was a rap group.
No, I know the rap group, but it's not.
It's Houdini,
why.
But you didn't want to just be Houdini, yeah.
It actually started out as like a gag because I was a
son
jiu-jitsu.
Of a witch.
Yeah, I was in jiu-jitsu and I would escape out of everything. So they named me Houdini. And I didn't want to be a performer named right after Houdini. So I was like, change it up a little bit, see what happens, and that's
right.
What
I see, and so that's not so. 1692 was from the witch trial. So
yeah.
I was trying to figure it out. I thought it was 1492. I thought you were like a Columbus guy. I didn't know what it was.
Nobody ever figures it out. I think I had one person ever figure it out.
And you would think we would figure it out.
Probably.
If anybody would figure it out, it'd be us, right?
You would think.
Yeah, but so when did you start? Like
we had a late night.
Yeah, we definitely did. Yeah. Yeah, Nandy Dick, the whole thing. So when did you start, like, first off, like, describe what you do to people. You're part of a sideshow.
Well, yeah, I do sideshows separately. I just got out of tour from World of Wonders, the traveling circus sideshow, the one of the last real ones of the world. Been traveling around for 75 years.
Where did you travel to?
Just in California. This is the first year they've ever been back in California in, like, 40 years.
And where can you catch this performance?
We just left Daly County Fair, and they're going to be in Lake Paris. But I just got off tour.
On Saturday.
You missed it.
I know.
Yeah.
Were you there?
Yeah.
But now he's here.
Yeah. You missed the contortionist. You missed all sorts of people.
Yeah, the rubber girl. You have a fire eater, swords, world's oldest sword swallower, all this good stuff.
Well, that's not her husband, is it? Or boyfriend.
Wait, hey.
You can tell him to fuck off.
Yeah, no, that's all right. Come on.
He takes care of business.
I bet he does. He swallowed. Anyway, go ahead. So how do you get into a sideshow? How do you get...
Well, me personally, I got into it.
No, how did our engineer get into it? How did you get into it? That'd be pretty cool.
No, well, honestly, you get into it by doing a bunch of stupid stuff. And then eventually figuring out you can get paid for it. Then finding out, wait a second, I can join the circus for real.
Jackass.
For real?
Yeah. Were you inspired by Jackass and all that stuff?
A little bit. Like, when Jackass first came out, I started realizing, like, oh, my God, these guys are getting paid from what my brothers do to me. This is amazing.
Yeah. Right.
So then I started researching a little bit, realized that there is an art form to being stupid. Called sideshow. You figure all this stuff out, and then you can make an art out of it. It's a dying art form, you know, but trying to keep it alive. And joined the circus sideshow and traveling with everybody, doing tours, trying to figure it all out, and now I'm here.
So,
I mean, is there a job
interview?
What
were you doing in the show?
What do I do personally?
In the show. I know you do a bunch of different things, but for this particular show, what was your act?
Well, the World of Wonder is I was the strange strongman. So I lift a 20-pound bowling ball with my earlobes, and I lift a 7.5-pound disco ball with my eyelids.
With your eyelids?
Yeah.
How do you do that with your eyelids?
Very carefully.
I mean,
I have fish hooks.
You stretch them out?
No, I have fish hooks and I put them inside my eyes.
Oh, God.
There's pictures on my Facebook.
Wow.
You want me to pull up one of those pictures?
Yeah, we should show the audience.
No, the audience is not going to see it.
I just want to show it up for me.
So how do you build up the eyeballs? I mean, how do you even do that?
Well, with doing like regular club shows like I'm doing now, you're just doing the one performance a night. But doing World of Wonders, you do up to 30 performances.
I mean, do you have to like blink a lot to like get them in shape or? No,
eye drops?
How I did it was just shoving them in my eyes 30 times a day for months on end. Until I got it.
So you do the fish hooks into your eyes and then stretch them out.
No, you just leave them there, and with all that weight, it hangs down on them.
Oh my god! Oh no, I wouldn't want to do that.
Jerry's getting very grossed out. But what are the other things that you
like
do?
Nothing. That's my favorite thing to do.
No, but you lift things with your earlobes. Is that right?
Yeah, that's just whatever. A lot of people do that. Not a lot of people. I mean, you can't go down the street and meet people.
And you're going to be doing some stuff later on.
I'll do a few things.
Have you ever tried to hang anything off your balls?
No, but there used to be a sideshow performer called Lifto who used to lift things with his Lifto, his dick. Yeah.
Right. It's like puppetry of the penis.
Right?
Yeah. No, you're getting in a weird area. I had enough with Andy Dick last night. I don't need to hear about this. But what I was going to say is how do you get, like, is there like a written application? I mean, how do you find out about the circus sideshow, and then how do you become the strong man?
I found out about World of Wonders through the sideshow people, word of mouth and stuff, and then I ended up contacting them. They're from Florida. I had no idea they're coming to California, and ended up meeting up with them. I started off as just a working man doing nothing, selling tickets and stuff, and I finally was like, you know what? Get me on stage. And I started little by little working my way up, and they're like, hey, can you do this? You can do that? Oh, you can do this? Well, here, let's try it out.
Right. But, I mean, do you do this locally, too? Or?
Oh, yeah, I do it wherever. Yeah.
You go to Venice Beach, Third Street Promenade?
I've been to Venice Beach, yeah. Okay. Been all those places.
Nice. Where's your next performance?
My next performance is next week at the Zombie Fashion Show. Zombie Fashion Show. It's ran by the, his name's Tom. I'll send you the information on Facebook. But, yeah, my wife's going to have some of her taxidermy in there, too, as well.
Right.
So what does your wife think about all this?
She loves it.
She loves it.
She's actually taught me how to eat fire.
That's what I want to learn.
Yeah, it's awesome. But there's no way around burning yourself. You're going to burn yourself.
Yeah.
Constantly. A lot.
So your wife eats fire?
Yeah, she can eat fire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But she mainly does taxidermy, but she's also a sideshow performer.
Taxidermy,
as well.
That's what you said. Okay.
Yeah. What did you think? Taxi driving?
I thought you said textiles.
Oh, no.
I didn't hear the taxidermy part.
You both have a macabre sense of reality. So you have stuffed
and
animals.
So what about
all over
your son? Are you teaching him?
Oh, I mean, he just sees it all the time. We took him to Venice, and he's like,
"So is he trying to put fish hooks in his eyes?"
He's trying to figure out the dynamics of it. Definitely, it's crazy. Yeah,
does that worry you?
It worries me It did at first, but I realized he knows the danger of it, so he won't ever
you
try
think he
it.
Knows? Does he really know?
Oh yeah, he's terrified of it.
Okay. How old's your son, if I may?
Oh, that's my stepson. That's my wife's son.
Oh, okay.
But he's 4, and I have a son that's 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's funny. Right now we're baby-proofing the house.
Right. I'm like, trying to figure out the math there, but it's kind of some weird math. Anyway, so
baby-proof his child's eyelids.
Right.
Okay. There's no way. Yeah.
So anyway, so there is the reason that you're here, and
yes,
Peruse, the director, is on his way, but you are in his new movie, Zombie Bounty Hunter MD. Please tell us about that.
Sure.
Since you mentioned zombies, I figured this would be right up your alley.
Yeah. This is the second project I've done with Peruse. I did, I was in the Brad Warner documentary too. And
was that when you were dating him? Oh.
No, it was after, but we did have a sex scene. And then after we filmed it, Brad kind of got freaked out and was like, I don't think we should put the sex scene in there. And I was like,
we wanted to see it private.
I
handcuffed
you and everything. Like, I rehearsed.
You have to do it over again a few times.
Do like a live show. Like, so then it got put on the DVD extra.
That's a whole different movie.
Yeah. So then.
Oh, Hannah, you're downstairs?
Oh, Hannah's downstairs.
I think
run
so.
Down there?
Yeah, Josie, run down and get Hannah. We'll talk about Brad Warner's sex life here. Somebody's coming to get you, okay? Thank you. So that's your co-star.
Yes.
Co-star Hannah, that she's here, and I guess she texted me and I didn't respond, and I do apologize. So Peruse, and I've been mispronouncing his name the whole time. So they filmed a sex scene. Peruse is a weird guy. Peruse filmed a sex scene with you and Brad?
Yes.
Could they use a documentary?
And we did this fake
joint. I mean, that's hardcore.
Yeah. It was pretty, I was like, just please don't like show any cellulite. Like make sure it's just like all
don't
of
stop
the
it
porn.
With you. You're a beautiful woman.
Thank you. So I do have a couple scenes in it that are not the dominatrix sex scenes. Those were in the DVD extras.
Whoa. So wait, the dominatrix sex scenes?
I totally handcuffed him with these furry handcuffs.
Oh, that's not
yep,
real.
And I have this like flogger with a heart at the end of it, and I was like,
oh, one of those. Well, yeah. That's baby
that's
stuff.
Oh, you mean like hardcore, like, oh, well, I can't.
I mean, you're a suicide girl. Come on. Oh, so you were just downplaying it for the camera.
Baby stuff.
Right. Yeah. So that's how you met Peruse.
So that's how I met Peruse, and then they started doing the.
And I haven't seen Hardcore Zen. It sounds like that now. Now it sounds even more interesting than I thought.
Yes, you gotta check that out. Yeah. So he has this really unique style. He really is collaborative with the actors. Mm-hmm. Which usually, when actors want to, you know, oh, I have an opinion about this, or I want to know what the intention is with this, directors are like, okay, shut up, just say your line, you know, a lot of directors. It's seen as more of a pain in the ass thing, whereas for him, it's really collaborative. Mm-hmm. So I like his style, and so it's about these zombie bounty hunters, this group who's trying to get hits. They're trying to get hits online, so they're taping themselves killing zombies.
Oh, okay.
And I play a blogger called Laura Steele, and I'm of Steele News.
Okay.
And so I'm kind of tracking their movements, the bounty hunters.
Okay.
And it's very gory. So if you like gore and blood and
everybody watching this show seems to.
Okay.
Seems to like it.
Yeah. And then actually the coolest part for me in doing this film was the stunt coordinator, Charles, is truly a trained, he's trained in arms and he's an ex-military guy. So he came to my apartment, opened up his bag and laid out about like 50 guns on my one bedroom apartment floor and taught me how to use them.
Huh.
That was pretty cool.
Real guns?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, but you're playing
not
a reporter.
Not real bullets, but.
Right, but you're playing a reporter. What do you need guns for?
Well, I was actually going to be doing this scene at this shooting range.
Okay.
That we didn't end up doing. But for that, I said, well, I want to get prepared. I want to know what I'm doing. I want the real deal method, you know. So now I know how to shoot a gun.
Now I was going to ask you, have you acted before?
Yes.
What other credits have you had? Because I unfortunately didn't have time to research. Normally, and Josie will tell you, I research. Oh, look who's here. Hi. How are you? Don't mind our daycare. I have a seat.
Skid Row Daycare.
Skid Row Daycare. We got Hannah Pierce, or do you go by Hannah Elizabeth Pierce?
Hannah Elizabeth Pierce.
And you are the lead actress. We were just talking about Zombie Bounty Hunter MD.
Yes, it is quite a treat.
And thanks for coming. I'm sorry about if the directions were confusing.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Yeah. Get closer to the mic. So Hannah, and did you guys know each other before the filming?
Darren?
I think so.
No, it was pretty random the way it all played out. Yeah. Dara originally had my part and wasn't able to do it. So Charles, who I...
The guy was just telling you, the gun guy.
Yeah,
gun guy.
Our stunt coordinator is a friend and colleague of mine from AMDA, the performing arts school that I went to.
Okay.
And so he called me up to take Dara's part. And Dara, I ended up meeting my boyfriend on the first day of the shoot. Because Dara knew him, and he showed up expecting to see her, and she had dropped out. And so...
I'm so confused.
Am I the only one?
I'm confused, but I got to tell you, I got to get
but
cast.
But she has a boyfriend out of this.
I understand. Yeah. Well, that's what I was
going to
say.
That's
Bruce has got to cast me in his movie, because everybody gets in his movies, either is having sex,
sex, children are getting
his movies are better. They're better than Match.com.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And by the way... Hannah, this is, Peruse is downstairs. Could you get him? So I'm sorry, Josie, we're having
it's a full house.
Yes. And this is Houdini 1692.
Hi.
He's a circus sideshow performer. Ernie C. from Body Count was supposed to be here tonight, and he canceled at last minute, so I had to book everything like last night. And Bruce is like, "Oh, I'll bring some actresses," and then Houdini's like, "Yeah, I'll come down." I'm like, "All right, why not? It's a party." But okay. So, how long have you been acting, Hannah?
Since I was a child.
Yeah. You went to performing arts school, you said.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I went to the American Musical and Dramatic Academy.
Oh, is that the? Is that?
That's
the,
how you have to say it.
You got to wiggle your head. Is that? Where's that?
It's in Hollywood. The original campus is in New York, but
okay. So is that like campus. The Fame School, or is that a different school? Well, that's Juilliard, right?
Yeah, that's okay. much more fancy than the school.
Right.
It's a good school, though.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
it.
The one.
Yeah,
my brother went there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Red.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's nobody.
He's a nobody. You're lifting through your eyelids.
PK is a teacher there as well. I didn't have him.
Who?
PK, the director.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's much easier than mispronouncing his name.
Yeah, because I kept saying Peruse. And yeah. She said Peruse, and I don't know what's going on. He's coming. He's downstairs. He's coming right up now. So, so what other movies have you been in?
I just filmed my very first feature film this year. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Yeah. It's called Flock of Dudes.
Flock of Dudes.
Yeah, it's sort
of like
bromance.
Flock of Seagulls,
only with a bunch of dudes. It's gonna be pretty cool.
Do they all have like weird like new wave haircuts?
No, they had to. So that's I think it's scheduled to come out this year or the beginning of next year.
Flock of Dudes.
Yeah.
Is there anybody of note that I would know?
Eric Andre and Chris D'Elia. Hillary Duff is in
Not
it,
everybody?
But I didn't work with her.
Okay. So you're in a movie with Hillary Duff?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
And Ray Liotta's in it.
Oh wow.
No, that's hey.
All people that I didn't get to work with.
Right.
But
I wonder if there's a Ray Liotta Hillary Duff sexy. That would be.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. What do you play in that movie?
Older man.
And I saw your boyfriend real quick, and he's age appropriate.
He's yeah. Very James Dean. Yeah.
Sure. I don't do much that's appropriate. Right.
That's why we like you.
Thank you.
Peruse, we pronounce your name about 10 different ways. This, everybody, is, and I will mispronounce it again, Peruse Kalaya.
Well, the way I always remember it is it's just the letter P and then the end of kangaroos.
Kangaroos.
Peruse Kalaya, who is the director of Zombie Bounty Hunter MD, and we were talking about other movies that our lovely actresses have been in, and we were also talking about the sex scene that you had filmed for Brad Waters' Hardcore Zen.
That was a good scene.
It was a good scene.
How many times have you rewound and edited that scene?
A lot, especially because Dara was in it.
A lot of research.
If I had more time, we would have researched that. But
it's on the behind the scenes of the DVD.
I got to get the DVD. I've read the book, and Audible.com's got the audiobook, but I haven't seen the movie yet. Although we did have Brad on the show, and Brad's cool. I was going to have him call in, but we got a full house. This is Houdini, by the way.
Houdini,
1692.
Nice to meet you.
He's a sideshow performer. So, Peruse, the first you started. Filming when you were 12.
Yeah, how'd you know that?
Well, I do my research.
He does his due diligence.
I do my research. Yes. If I had time,
not
I
as much on you, but a lot on me.
Josie, I didn't know they were coming till like 3 hours ago, so I didn't have to check. Trust me, I'll be researching all week this week after the show. I'm going to do a lot of research. Plus, you know what I like? Red hair, glasses. I mean, this is just like, this is a smorgasbord. I am so envious of you two guys sitting over there. But Peruse not only filmed his first movie when he was 12 years old, Tom Welling, is that his name, from Smallville, yeah, was in that movie.
That's true.
And he was 12 too, or?
He was 11. We're 1 year
apart.
So you grew up together? Yeah, down the street.
And there's a lot of people that want to see that movie.
Really?
There's a lot of women that want to see that movie.
I'll just see what he looks like.
I saw an article we discussed it. Everybody's like, I want to see him when he was a little kid. I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was for a history class. It was a pretty strange movie. It was called Slave Chase. And
tell us about that, because it's an interesting premise.
Yeah, well, it's a 12-year-old premise. Basically, it was... What would happen if the South had won the Civil War?
Right. Oh.
And then the kids in the neighborhood had their own slaves and stuff like that. And so, basically, in the film, one of the kids starts chasing their slave who has escaped, and then all the kids in the neighborhood chase down the slave and then kill him.
That's an intense movie to make
it
12.
Pretty dense material for a 12-year-old.
I was going to say, I mean,
I didn't realize it. It just seemed like the right movie to make. And
so
then
you gathered up all the little black kids in the neighborhood and chased him around.
I got one, Theotis Joe. He's a hip-hop performer in Philadelphia now, and he was the only guy that could jump so high that I could have him jump over trees and branches through the woods.
Awesome. So everybody in this 12-year-old movie has become a star, pretty much.
Theotis did really well. Tommy did really well. Bennett Dunn became, he started touring with the Buddy Holly Show on Broadway.
Benedict Cumberbatch was also with us.
Yeah, we were all waiting for that
name. I think that was it.
But you were born in Iran.
Yes.
And you moved here when you were, I don't know.
9 months old.
9 months old.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm filling in.
Okay. Oh, gee, thanks. That's why the pause was there. But and your first movie, the first feature you did was Shoplifting at American Apparel.
Well, the first full-length feature was The Human War.
Okay,
so that was a day in the life of a kid in Youngstown, Ohio, the day the Iraq War is declared. And then he goes around his hometown talking to the stripper, his best friend, things like that.
Is this the fiction or a documentary?
This is a fiction.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you did...
very uplifting material as well.
Yeah, Shoplifting and American Apparel. I still explain that premise to me because I didn't really get that.
That was a novel by Tao Lin, and I basically thought, well, I've already done a straight film, so why don't I do something a little bit different? So I went back and forth between basically the adaptation of the film and then a sort of documentary of the film at the same time.
Right.
Yeah, and but it was all fiction. It was like fake.
So it was full documentary. So and as is the Zombie Bounty Hunter MD, sort of a found footage thing, or
no, Zombie Bounty Hunter MD is just complete fiction, and it's just the idea of, you know, there's a zombie apocalypse started, and a film crew wants to get some hits on the internet, so they're trying to get a viral video going, and it's not working. Once they start posting the first video up, everybody thinks it's fake,
right?
You know, so they're like, well, what the hell can we do to make it real? And so they're like, okay, well, let's get, you know, a hot girl like Hannah's character to come in and then like have her shoot things and maybe people will believe it. That doesn't work. So then they're like, okay, well, how about we get like a Zen priest, Brad Morningstar.
Right.
Brad Warner playing Morningstar to come in and let us know that it's okay for us to kill these things because they're already dead.
Okay.
You know, so it's okay to kill them. So people won't, you know, object that we're actually killing these things.
Right, so it's like PETA, like the zombie rights people.
He's like our David Attenborough in the film.
Okay.
Yeah, and then that doesn't work. Right. So then we hire a Hollywood stuntman, Charles Gordon in the film, but Charles Currier in real life, who worked on the Resident Evil films in real life.
Nice. Right.
But then we have him work on our video series, the zombie apocalypse stuff, and then he tries to make it more better and better so we get some hits.
So everything's very close to reality.
Not really. I mean, the zombies aren't close to reality, but the fact that Hannah is an actress is close to reality. The fact that Brad is a Zen priest is close to reality.
Is her name Hannah in the movie?
It's Dara.
It's
because Dara was originally going to play the role.
Right.
So I kept it Dara.
Right.
And Hannah.
And are you playing
That's
Hannah?
Pretty funny.
No, I'm playing Laura Steele.
Oh, Laurel Steele. That's right. Laura Steele, yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. So why did you jump on the zombie bandwagon?
It's like a Judd Apatow movie where everybody has their name.
Yeah. Well, basically I jumped on the zombie bandwagon because I wanted to say something about social media. and how everybody is basically doing anything they can for hits. And
I thought, well, how boob? Did you see the girl that
yeah,
got
I've seen the third boob?
Yeah, it fooled Josie too.
It didn't fool me.
Last week you're like, is that real? I'm like, no, it's not real.
That I asked the guests.
I thought
it was real. I thought it was. I knew it was
not
prosthetic.
Her name was Tri Devil. That should have been a clue.
I thought it was real.
I masturbated to it. But as I was saying,
naturally,
you got
to do that.
Not real.
Real or not.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the more the better. Four or five, I don't care. But her name was, it was
like a cat.
It's been debunked.
A litter.
It's been debunked. Well, so the film is shot, or is it?
The film's all done. We're just submitting it to film festivals right now, and then we have a fundraiser to try and raise money to get it to more film festivals. Because every film festival these days is like $100 to get in.
Right, so, right.
Jesus, Did you submit it to Shriekfest? That's coming up.
I think I missed the deadline for all the Halloween ones because we finished it in like July, end of July. So now we're starting with sort of the bigger name festivals. Nothing like that. More like Sundance, Slam Dance, South by Southwest, that kind of stuff. And then then we'll get into the Shriek Fest.
The Toluca Lake Swap Meet Festival. I know. All those festivals.
That's the one
we
want.
He's performing there next week.
Yes. That'll be the CIA on October 17th. But we got, I wanted to, because maybe in your, what you, I don't know what you have up for your next show, but we've got Houdini 1692. You want to do a couple things for us?
Sure, we can do some stuff.
Okay, do you need to stand up?
I want
to
stable his ass.
Yeah, I can stand up.
Okay, so why don't you stand over here? I'll get the camera all set up.
Oh, God.
You got to see this guy. And while we're setting up, so what other, we were talking about your filmography. What other movies have you been in?
Okay, so I started acting pretty young. I was doing like musical theater when I was 10 and 11. And then I auditioned for The Positively True Adventures of the Alleged Texas Cheerleader Murdering Mom.
I remember that one.
With Holly Hunter and Beau Bridges. So I got the part as Holly Hunter's daughter's best friend.
Oh, really?
And so that's how I got into SAG and sort of got the bug.
Oh, good.
And so since then, I've done a lot of independent stuff. Right. And then I did General Hospital. I played an extra on General Hospital for like 8 months. And then
there's a lot of hot older guys there.
Yeah. Finally, they gave me a part. And so I've been on there like two episodes. Speaking parts.
That's great.
Yeah. So it's been pretty cool. But then, I mean, I started doing Suicide Girls work with them, like radio show and doing a lot of celebrity interview.
Right.
Journalism type stuff. So I sort of took a sabbatical and was doing a lot of that.
Right, right.
And now I'm kind of getting back in the swing of acting again after having Daisy. And yeah.
And Hannah, what other movies have you been in? We were just kind of.
I did this really interesting film called The Big Kiss Off.
Okay.
And it's sort of a modern day film noir, but it was all improv.
Oh, really?
The entire, another thing was scripted, so it was really, really fun to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, this is all improv right here.
Oh,
so Josie Cad and Houdini. Houdini, I don't know, is he pulling Nandy Dick out? Oh, what do you got there, Houdini? That is a. Okay, let me go.
Oh, my God. It's going to happen here.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so go ahead. So you got two nails there.
Yeah. This act is called the human blockhead.
I've seen this before.
It's where you drive a nail into the center of your head.
Just getting you some ideas for your next movie.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Okay. Now, you can use practically anything, but.
Okay.
I'm going to use a stapler.
Okay,
even better.
So.
We can't see this.
Okay,
your back is to the camera.
Yeah, the camera's right here.
All
right,
so
you're filming this as well.
Oh, my God. I'm so oh, my God.
Okay.
I didn't even know this was going to happen. Oh dear!
Oh my God!
Oh God!
Oh. Okay, so yeah, that's in there.
Plus, for you guys, I'm gonna do two.
Oh no!
Oh
jeez!
Oh my God!
Oh.
Okay, Josie is down.
She's basically banging a nail, a second nail.
Look at that! Look at that!
Through his face.
Oh, now she's pulling it out.
Oh.
Oh! You have a very clean nose. My nose would not be like,
oh,
no. Jesus.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh, what's going on here? Okay.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
You always got to save it?
I got to savor it.
Oh, he's savoring the boogers.
Savoring
that's what he's doing.
Boogers. Okay.
Got an industrial stapler.
Okay, so we got a stapler.
Used for normal construction work.
Right. Is that a real staple gun, Josie?
It is.
Okay. Okay, so you're gonna tell.
I want to staple his ass.
Ass. Make sure
his pants are coming down.
The camera's right here, so.
She's getting a lot of pleasure.
Okay.
Just so we can
prove that. Be mindful of the camera here. Okay, so go over here and do it. Okay. Okay. So. Okay. So he's taking. Okay. Okay. So Josie is good. Josie.
Kind of exciting.
His
name card.
Buttocks are out there. Go ahead, Josie. No, Josie. You got to push it. You got to go right there. You got
to
go right there.
To his butt.
Well, she was like stapling from like 50 feet away.
Dara is very good at stapling things to people's butts.
Well, the bus probably that doesn't hurt. The chest hurts.
That doesn't hurt. You get a
I think it's Hannah flushing. Could do it too.
Yeah, I think so.
Hannah, do you want to staple something to Houdini?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Hannah. Go ahead. You want you to do the chest? Because I would think the chest would hurt more.
Threaten me with a good time.
Okay, so Hannah's here. Hannah, Houdini. Houdini.
Staple it to his face.
Can she do it to your... Houdini, can she do it to your face?
My face?
How about his photo?
I pushed it too far. I pushed it too far.
I said,
how about your eye?
Yeah, I said scrotum.
Okay, so
that's a different show.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Thank you.
So, okay, so Hannah's here.
I wanted the snot.
Yeah.
Now, but.
Welcome to the Dark Mark Show. Go right ahead. So, okay.
Whoa.
So he's putting a card.
Oh no!
On his tongue.
Oh my God.
Oh no! Don't do it.
Oh yeah.
Don't do it, Hannah.
Do it! Do it! Do it! Do it!
Oh! Look at that!
Wow, that is impressive.
Houdini, go to the camera here.
That's got to be painful.
Business card stapled. Now the tongue's got to be worse than the ass, I would think.
Pull it.
Pull it. Pull it.
Oh God.
Oh! Let's give Houdini a hand.
Oh yeah.
Savor that, Hannah. Savor it.
You gotta save that staple.
Save that card. I said savor the card, so I thought she's gonna.
Oh my goodness.
Well,
doing that, I can get pretty wild at club shows.
So, my goodness. Yeah.
No, I'm sure. So, what's the weirdest place somebody stapled something to you?
The weirdest place? I mean, there's.
And don't say Walmart. I mean, put this place on your body.
I've been stapled practically anywhere, pretty much.
Say Walmart.
But one of the weirdest experiences I've ever had.
Somebody laughed at that one.
One of the weirdest experiences I've had being stapled was I did a show up in Oakland, and 8-hour drive, you know, sweating all day in the car, performance, sweating all day in the back, walking around Oakland, sweating all day. Oh, everywhere I've just been sweating, performing, sweating. So now I'm getting stapled. Now my energy's flowing, a little drunk, blood. Flowing, sweat's flowing, everything's flowing. And this lady walks up and goes, I want to staple your ass, sweetheart. And I go, okay, sure, why not? She goes, staples my ass and goes, oh my God, I just feel so bad about it. You need to kiss. And goes and kisses my ass, but it's so sweaty, it slips off and goes right into the crack.
Oh.
And her face goes right into the crack, gives me a kiss, and pulls on and goes, see you later. And everybody backstage was like, oh my God, I know your asshole was smelly. And that chick just stuck her nose right in the middle of it and gave you a kiss. And I was like, that was a
sweat.
Yeah.
Nice.
Everybody loves assholes.
Smelly assholes are okay. Yeah.
It was okay.
It was okay.
It wasn't my smelliest, but it was up there.
Was it shaven at least?
No.
Shaven?
Oh, no. I don't do that.
So it was a furry
smell.
You don't shave your ass?
Oh, no way.
Come on.
No, I love it. Yeah. My balls are a different thing.
Because you're all tatted up, but you're not tattooed on your ass.
No, fuck that.
I'm tattooed on my ass.
I know you are. I know where all your tattoos are. I do a lot of research. But
12 years old, she was making a film. And she tattooed her ass.
Oh, that's cool.
Josie Cat, did you do research on Josie Cat?
I did. I just looked it up now on my phone.
No, no, he researched you. All your tattoos.
Oh, my tattooed ass?
What is it?
What do I have?
Yeah.
And by the way, she's got stuff on the sides. It's
more a dousing rod method of search.
Uh-oh.
So I don't
know. Oh, no, you're scaring me.
By the way, just so you know, Josie, your book, Josie Cat, is now $60 on Amazon.
What?
Nice.
I'm not kidding. It's gone up in price. But anyway, so zombie, so you're looking for
real nice because I haven't seen a penny.
So you're looking for a distributor.
Thank you, me
for,
publishing.
You're looking for a distributor for zombie bounty hunter. MD.
Yeah, I'm looking for everything for it. So right. Whatever you got, you want to distribute it?
I don't know how far that's going to go, but you have to have written your next project. You know what the next project is, right?
There is a lot of discussion about it because Brad wants me to write this concept that we came up with called sex zombie apocalypse. Yeah.
So you're going to stick with the zombie stuff.
I might do another zombie one. If not right away, then later. I might
do
another one before.
I think you should do a rom-com.
I wouldn't mind doing that. With Houdini's smelly asshole.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Match made in heaven.
No, well, and that's the thing. Well, I was just telling them that I really want to be cast in your next movie because everybody seems to be fucking on your sets. her boyfriend, she was fucking Brad. You got a wife and kids, so you're out. Yeah. So,
a taxidermist. I'm terrified of her.
You can only imagine what's going to happen when it's called sex zombie apocalypse.
When there's a zombie apocalypse, that's about the time I will have sex. Yeah. Anyway, but tell us about the Indiegogo if people want to donate and help you get in the film festivals.
Yeah, just go to Indiegogo and type in Zombie Bounty Hunter MD and it'll pop right up. And you can choose one of the many perks that we have. We have Brad actually has a new book coming out called Zen Zombie Hunter. So he wrote about being in all these films and that's going to come out soon. So you can buy that and get a download of the film at the same time. And then we have other things. We have Jeffrey Brown did our artwork, the comic book artist. He did Vader and Son. I don't know if you guys seen that, or Leia's, Vader's Little Princess, the little cartoon.
I'm assuming
books.
These are Star Wars comic books.
Yeah, Star Wars comic books.
Just a hunch.
Yeah, just a little bit of a hunch.
With a name
like Vader, yeah.
Vader and Leia, those were the
clue-ins. So he did our poster, so we got artwork from him. And what else do we have? I don't know, lots of stuff. Spindrift, the band, the psychedelic Western band, is our narrator throughout the film. So
that's great.
They're on the soundtrack.
So if we donate to Indiegogo, will we get DVDs? Will we get posters? Will
downloads.
We get
DVDs,
downloads.
Posters, downloads, whatever you want
to
get?
Will we get to be cast in your
zombie
next
dildos?
Movie?
Zombie condoms, that's actually a good idea. I think they already have zombie condoms.
We're actually making all the perks right now, okay. So anything that Houdini mentions is going to show up tomorrow.
Darren Brad's cutting room floor sex, are we going to get that?
Actually, you would get that. Those are the deleted scenes from Brad Warner's Hardcore Zen.
Maybe to get to be Hannah's next boyfriend, that type of thing.
Show up on the next set, be a zombie.
So we go to Indiegogo. What's the website that we've got to go to?
Just Indiegogo.
Indiegogo.com. And put in Zombie Bounty Hunter MD.
It'll pop up. It's the first one. Right. Yeah. There might be another one, but I think it's...
I would think Zombie Bounty Hunter has been made.
It probably has in many different forms, but the MD, I don't think anybody's made a medical doctor.
So the bounty hunter is a doctor.
Actually, he's not a doctor. We just thought it was the stupidest title that we could come up with, so we just
went with it.
Yeah.
He's well,
it's funny.
Porn.
It just doesn't make sense.
It was either that or stable the ass. Anyway, where does the time go? And Bruce, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you?
They can email me at pk@ilikenirvana.com, like the band in the state
PK
of mind.
ilikenirvana.com.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you both got turned around. We didn't have a lot of time to spend with you. But Hannah, you're lovely. How do we get a hold of you? And
how does he get a hold of you?
No, I mean, I'm not asking for your phone number until after the show. But how do people if they want to get it was a website or Facebook? Or,
I'm on Facebook, Hannah Elizabeth Pierce. So that's where I'm at. I don't have like a Twitter or anything like that.
But next time you have me up
on Facebook though.
Next time you have a movie out or you want to get cast or anything like that, you want to come back on the show, you're more than welcome. Peruse, obviously, once this film goes into it, we're going to talk some more. You've had an interesting life.
I'm going to put you in the next one.
Please.
Sex zombie apocalypse. Trust me, you're going to die having sex.
Trust me, I need to get laid. So that's
on the radio.
That's Houdini, 1692, you've been a pleasure. Thanks for stabling your ass and grossing us out with the blockhead.
That's great.
How do people get a hold of you?
Facebook, 1692, spelt out.
If there's a cancellation on my show, you will be on my show.
Amazing. Crazy.
But, you know, if you can kick Dangerous D's ass, we'll figure it out. And Dara, how do we get a hold of you?
You can go to my website, Dara DeJour, DeJour. So, and Dara's DARRAH, DaraDeJour.com. And I'm on Facebook, too. All the links are on there. So,
right.
Yeah.
And if you can't find her online, just go to a nursing home. She's probably scamming the guys there. But, Josie, go to Josie Cat.
Just Google me, Josie, J-O-S-I, Cat. AAT, and you'll find all my pages.
And she's performing at October 18th at three clubs.
Yes.
So everybody come on
hopefully
down.
Hopefully we won't get banned. Yeah.
And if you go to Goth Comedian on any social website or gothcomedian.com, you can get a hold of me. Guys, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
We're going to book every show one day in advance. That's it. We got four of the coolest people around. This was so much fun. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.